Moss Street has once again closed to become a canvas for the work of 170 artists. The annual Art Gallery of Greater Victoria, AGGV, Paint in returned for its 36th year on Saturday, July 19, featuring art of all kinds, food trucks, music and activities stretching from Fort to George Street. The AGGV expected to welcome 50,000 guests throughout the day. Nancy Noble, director and CEO of the AGGV, said hosting the event is no small task. "I can't deny it's a lot of work," said Noble. "We're not a huge staff, but we're an amazing group of people, and the team is amazing. They really get organized, and this is our 36th year doing it, so it's a pretty well-oiled machine." When a guest asked her when they start planning, she replied, "The day after." The biggest change to the paint in over its 36 years has been its size, with no question the event has gotten much bigger since the days of a few booths assembled outside the gallery. "We want to put the artists with people who live here so they get exposed to the amazing creativity of the island and the Gulf Islands," said Noble. "We're really trying to focus on the artists and make sure that they have their day." Victor Lotto, 90, is a painter who has been participating in the paint in for the past 28 years. "I've made an awful lot of friends, and the thing is that I keep seeing people I haven't seen for years. I also enjoy just the interaction, talking to people and flogging my work," said Lotto, whose whole family comes out to Moss Street to help out and participate in the event. He said one big improvement to the paint in over the years has been the food, calling the chicken souvlaki he'd just finished eating, fabulous. For him, the day is really about spending time with friends and family. "It's a celebration not only for myself but for the kids to see their old father at 90 is still keeping active." For Lotto, who worked in the Foreign Service for most of his career, painting was more than a pastime. It was a diplomatic resource. "Wherever I went, I always had brushes with me, and sometimes this proved to be a very useful tool in diplomacy," he said. "I got to visit lots of art galleries, meet people, and some people could be really influential, and that's quite necessary when dealing with Canadian interests, especially on the cultural side." One such person was Jean-Paul Riopelli, who received international recognition for his abstract painting style. "While the day is about the artists," Noble said it's about the guests too. This year, the paint-in featured additional rest stations and security to keep everyone safe and healthy on what is often a very hot summer day. "For me, it's just making sure the visitors who come here have the best experience possible," said Noble.